So today we are reading from the Pokemon Storybook Collection. This is the fourth story in this book, and it is called Favorite First Friends. Now, can I tell you something? Whenever you see words that start with the same letter, favorite, first, friends, all three of those words start with an F. And when you have a bunch of them in a row like this, one, two, three words in a row, we call it, there's a special word for it. It's called alliteration. And that is what's going on here in this story. It is alliteration. Favorite first friends. Let's read it. This story was written by C.J. Nestor. It is read today by, what's my name? Cindy Lou? Cindy Lou and her dad. Okay. It's read today by Cindy Lou and her dad. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. I know, I forgot my name. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm forgetful. It's a good thing I've got you here to remind me, Dad. Do you want to say hi to my friends? Oh, dads are very important. Okay, here we go. Alola. This is Professor Kukui. He's the Pokemon professor here at Alola. Alola is an island paradise with warm sandy beaches and beautiful mountains. It's also chock full of Pokemon. Trainers enjoy the sun, explore the land, and collect and battle all the Pokemon in Alola. Each region in the Pokemon world has its own first partner Pokemon that are grass type, fire type, and water type Pokemon. Nearly all young trainers choose one of these Pokemon to accompany them on their first adventures. Trainers who start their adventures in the Kanto region can choose between the grass type Bulbasaur, fire type Charmander, and the water type Squirtle as their first partner Pokemon. Bulbasaur stores a seed. Oh, well, that's a good question. In the picture, we can see those three with another guy, a Pikachu, but we haven't learned about him yet, so stay tuned. Bulbasaur stores a seed in the large bulb on its back. As it gathers sunlight, the seed on its back grows. I wonder what happens when the seed gets really large. Watch out for the flame on Charmander's tail. When this Pokemon gets fired up, its tail burns bright and hot. I bet that comes in handy during Pokemon battles. And check out the shell on Squirtle. Its smooth surface lets Squirtle swim at high speeds and protects it from attacks. That strong defense makes it really tough in battle. They're all really cute. Have you heard of Johto? The trainers who start their journey here pick between the grass type Chikorita, the fire type Cyndaquil, or the water type Totodile. Now, Chikorita is a very friendly Pokemon. The leaf on its head smells sweet and makes everyone feel calm and happy. But when in battle, watch out, because this Pokemon can be as fierce as it is friendly. Cyndaquil is ready to fight. The fire on its back flares up, protecting it. But when it's sleepy, Cyndaquil's flames are small and sputter fitfully. Trainers who choose Totodile as their partner are in for a good time. This playful little Pokemon will show affection, but watch out for its bite. Its jaws are very powerful, and sometimes it doesn't know its own strength. Oh my lord, what do we got here? Friends, in the next page, these guys look different. Trainers in the Hoenn region won't see any of those previously discovered first partner Pokemon. Instead, they get their choice of the grass type Treecko, the fire type Torchic, or the water type Mudkip. Treecko has a thick tail, but what you really have to watch out for are its feet. It uses tiny hooks on its feet to climb trees and can attack from above. Look out below. Torchic seems like a perfect cuddle buddy with its soft feathers and inner fire, but this little Pokemon can produce flames so hot they will leave its foes scorched black. Mudkip is really cute with all those fins.
Wait.
But they don't just look good.
Is this...
Mm-hmm.
Is Torchic?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a cuddle bug, but when he's disturbed, he like burns his enemies to a crisp?
That kind of sounds like it, yeah. It kind of sounds like that guy is real cute, but don't make him mad. Now, Mudkips are really cute with all those fins, but they don't just look good. They also let Mudkips, sense movement in the water and the air around it. So that's why those fins are multi-purpose fins. So it knows what's happening without having to open its eyes. Trainers who start their adventures in the Sinnoh region normally choose between the grass type Turtwig, the fire type Chimchar, or the water type Piplup. Piplup? That sounds like someone that I know. Okay. Turtwig has a shell, but it's nothing like Squirtle's. This Pokemon's shell is made of hard-packed soil. Turtwig's whole body absorbs sunlight and water for energy. Chimchar has a flame on its back that flickers when it isn't feeling well. However, Chimchar's flame never goes out, even in the rain. Amazing! Piplup are often stubborn and won't listen to their trainers. However, if you work really hard, you'll be friends for life with the penguin Pokemon. That might be my favorite Pokemon of them all. I've just now decided Piplups are my jam. Why? Because I like that name.
Sprigatito is my
favorite. Really? Sprigatito?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find one. Trainers who start their adventures in the Nova region are likely to choose between the grass type Snivy, the fire type Tepig, or the water type Oshawott. Wow, the Oshawott is really doggone cute. Snivy loves the sun. Or is it Snivy? Do you know? Snivy? Okay. Basking in sunlight makes its movements swifter. It uses vines better than you use your hands, so keep an eye out for it when you least expect. Trainers who want Tepig as their first companion should like well-done food. This little Pokemon shoots fireballs out of its nose to roast berries to eat. It kind of looks like a pig. And Oshawott is a small, fierce Pokemon. The shell chop on its stomach... Ooh, that's the little shell, right? Isn't just for breaking open hard berries. That shell is also a sharp weapon to be used in battle. And it looks like a sea otter. Like maybe Shellington from Octonauts? So cute! Now, the first partner Pokemon unique to the Kalos region are the grass-type Chespin, the fire-type Finnegan, and the water-type Froakie. Trainers need to be careful if Chespin is their first partner Pokemon. The quills on its head are soft, but when getting ready for battle, they become sharp enough to pierce rock. Trainers should make sure that their Chespin is relaxed and happy before they try petting its head. It kind of looks like a squirrel or something with a little pointy helmet on. Watch out for the powerful fire-type Finnegan. This Pokemon's cute ears are actually a vent for the super heated air inside its body. Youch! Froakie's bubbles protect its sensitive skin from damage. This makes Froakie tough to beat. It's a bubble frog Pokemon, and it's blue. Who knew? Of course, some trainers start their adventures right here in Alola. Trainers beginning in Alola get their choice of the grass type, Rowlet, the fire type, Litten, or the water type, Popplio. Rowlett spends most of its day soaking up sunlight. It uses the energy it stores during the day to be more active at night. In battle, Rowlett will fly up to its foes and unleash a fury of kicking attacks, so watch out. Popplio is a hard-working Pokemon, and it's always fun to have around. It blows bubbles out of its nose and puts in lots of practice so that it can use these as a weapon in battle. It's a sea lion Pokemon. When Litten grooms itself, it stores extra fur inside its stomach. And when it wants to attack, it coughs up the fur and sets it on fire, igniting its burning attacks. Okay, so you don't want to mess with those guys, huh? Each of these first partner Pokemon can grow stronger and evolve into more powerful Pokemon, like these evolutions of the Alola partners. So Litten, whichever it is, can become Torracat. Popplio can become Brionne, which is a kind of a bigger sea lion. And of course, Rowlett can become Dartrix, which kind of looks like an owl. Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is the end of those stories. How'd I do, Dad? Did I read?
20 minutes.
Nice. Thanks so much. Shall you say the end with me? Shall I say it by myself? The end.